and by my wrestle pal.
Oh, I feel like I'm stealing that, but I'm not. I was like, wait, we both do this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this? Oh, yeah. No. This is very universal. All the cuties do this.
This is true.
We have a special guest. Oh, my gosh.
It's me. It's Queen of the Ring.
Well, she did her intro. Goodbye, buddy.
There you go.
And we're done.
And good night.
And send.
Elle, tell us about the show today. What's going on?
Well, it is officially Latinx Heritage Month, Hispanic Heritage Month, whatever you want to call it. Latinx, we're going to be inclusive. And we're spotlighting fun creators, wrestlers, everybody in wrestling who is brown. Let's celebrate brown people this month. And our first guest is the lovely, awesome Alex, aka Queen of the Ring, YouTuber, the Ring. Twitch streamer. Ooh. You know, you've seen her everywhere. So now we got her. We're very excited. Woo-hoo. Is that enough accolades for you?
Yeah, that's plenty.
I don't know. We might be falling short, but
No, not at all. Because then I get shy and I'm like,
Shawn Michaels super fan.
Oh yeah, big
hello,
Shawn Michaels super fan. That's me. No, I'm so happy to be on this show. I followed y'all for like a while, and like I'm just like their gig is like so cool. First of all, the logo is cool. Kayfabe Queens, like all of us queens got to stick together. You know,
it's a very royal party.
Yeah. Royalty oni.
It's awesome. Oh my goodness.
We know the same people, like.
Yeah, we were just talking about like how y'all were in Vegas and y'all met like Brittany. Y'all went to that brunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm so heartbroken.
Yeah.
I know.
So fun. We
so many
you.
Amazing women in wrestling just all together. And I dead ass felt like that DW meme where she's against the fence, like.
Right.
Yeah. I'm missing y'all.
I think the thing though, like, okay, so we've followed you for a very long time as well. And like, Elle and I became friends because we're women and we love wrestling. And it's kind of like, there wasn't a lot of space for us at some point, or for a lot of wrestling actually, as wrestlers, mm-hmm. and just as fans. Like I am not a big fan of DX, Shawn Michaels, because I felt so excluded during the Attitude Era mm-hmm. as a woman. And I'm older than you guys, so like I'm looking at it feeling like everyone's just being objectified, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing like the East Coasters and just everybody, like all these women coming together, and like they thems too, coming together as fans and like just forming this community. It's just like, it's such a great feeling. So when you were going to be on the show, I was like, yes, like it's like a union of West Coast, East Coast, like everywhere, you know, like wrestling is everybody. That's what we always say. And it's like, just to have a community of not just women, but like anybody who does not like a cis white male, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice.
I mean, I like 1000% agree with you, because when I started this, it's so crazy to say this now. I started this 4 years ago, and 4 years ago, there were barely any women in media, in like wrestling media. And I started this because like, I just got back into wrestling. Like I've been a fan all of my life. I dropped off when I was in high school, because as we all, like, no matter any gender, like we all get bullied because we like wrestling in high school or middle school. Like, oh, you still watch that fake shit, you know? Like, oh, can I curse? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, do whatever you want.
I'll try to barely curse.
You can say whatever you want.
I should have asked that before. Okay.
Oh yeah.
But, no, you're fine.
Okay, good. But yeah, I mean, like, there were barely any women that were covering this. And so when I got back into it, I was like, oh, cool. There's like a YouTube wrestling community, but it was such a boys club. Like all the love to all the male creators.
Oh, yeah.
I've worked with them now, but I was tired of seeing the typical like cis white heterosexual male talking about it. The British guys like talking about it and like dominating that space. And also this was a time when, you know, we got like the women's evolution, like give divas a chance and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so women's wrestling was exciting. And at the time that I was excited for it, there were barely any women that were talking about it.
Right.
So I was just like, all right, I'm doing this then. Peace.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And so I did. Yeah. I studied, like, I did, I took a year just researching, like, YouTube algorithm, all that stuff, because that was a world that was not in my realm. I came from, like, an acting stage background, stand-up and all that stuff back in the day. So, like, I knew nothing about it, but I knew how to sit in front of a camera and just turn it on.
Right.
So it was just researching that. And then my first event was the Women's Royal Rumble, and I vlogged there, and I'm crying too, as I'm sure we all did, because it was finally a moment where we were seen, right? It was a finally a moment where we had this huge opportunity, this huge platform to finally showcase, like, how strong women are in wrestling and how, like, amazing we could be in the main scene, like, in the main event. And even to, like, read back, I don't know if y'all read the Bellas book. I haven't read it yet, but, like, even to hear from the Bellas, who are strong Latino women in wrestling, to for them to say, like, oh yeah, even at the Royal Rumble, like, there were some men that were trying to hold us back, and there were some men that didn't want us to main event. Like, are you kidding me? Is this still happening, you know? And, like, it's just, it's so, it warms my heart to see so many more women in this space, but, like, not only just, like, women and theys, and so many more, like, queer people, and, like, so many more Latinos and Black people, and, like, Afro Latinos as well, like, coming together and just, like, being like, you know what, this is our time now. Like, we're not standing for this stuff. It's a boys club. Like, we're kicking that door down.
Yeah, exactly.
I just love it. I just love it.
Yeah, me too. It's the best. It's the best.
It's way more fun. Like, it's way more fun without just white dudes. Okay, it's cool. But I need more. Like, we just want more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I remember stumbling upon your YouTube, like, I don't know, maybe I was watching Being the Elite or something, and it just popped up, and I saw, like, this girl was like, drunk Finn Balor body, like, painting.
Oh my God.
I was like, what is this? And I was like,
oh man, that's an old video.
I know, I know. And I was like, what the hell is, she looks fun. And I watched it, I was like, oh, she's cool. And then I was like, subscribe. And then I, like, sent her stuff, and I was like, this girl's cool. Like, so
that's
like a long time. So, absolutely,
that's such an old video too. I don't do stuff anymore, because, like, it's the algorithm, YouTube, all that stuff. There's my dog over there.
Oh, Jack.
He peed on the floor. Don't even give him any love.
He wagged his tail. Yeah, 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 I did.
He's like,
I did
it.
And what?
Yeah, mom, I did. And what?
Yeah, I did. And what?
But like, it was just so, like, that video, that video is funny. Like, I don't do drunk stuff anymore, but that's cool that y'all connected through wrestling, because most of my girlfriends, like, I've met them through wrestling. Like, my friend, my best friend Kayla, who's my co-host for Church of Joshi, we met at WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans, and we met because we connected through Instagram, and it was like, hey, you seem like a really cool girl, like, that, and you also like wrestling, like, let's be friends. And then we went to the same events, and then we bonded outside of wrestling too. I had a Trixie Mattel bag for those drag race fans.
Right.
And so, like, you like Trixie Mattel too? And so we were bonding over that. We went to the Museum of Death and stuff. And so, like, wrestling is just such a beautiful thing, because it's so inclusive. And for people that have loved it for so long, like, I've always said, like, wrestling is the Black sheep of entertainment, you know, like, that Black sheep in the family of entertainment, where everyone knows that wrestling exists and everyone grew up with wrestling, but it doesn't get as much love as other forms of media, like music and other sports and movies and all that stuff. So that to find somebody that also loves the niche weird thing that you love too, and they're also a woman in a male dominated space as well, and if they're like Latino and Black and everything like that, like a part of your culture, like, oh, it's so cool. It's so cool.
It really is. It really is, truly.
It becomes stepbrothers. You're like, did we just become best friends?
Right.
Like, no matter what.
No lie. At the brunch, the waitress, she came up and she's like, are you guys here for wrestling? And we were like, yeah. And she's like, I love wrestling. Aww. And then we started talking about wrestling with her. And it was just like, so cute. And she's like, this is so awesome that you're all here together for that. And I was like,
A lot of people point that out too. Like, they're like, all girls, like, more than one girl just hanging out with each other, and y'all like travel and watch wrestling. Like, it's like, Yeah, mm-hmm. What about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah. Yep. I got a podcast too.
Yeah, I got
all that stuff.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm looking cute, but I'm still going to go scream my head off.
Exactly. I may have these 9-inch heels, but I'm still going to mark out when Andrade comes out, you know? Like.
Exactly. Sorry, Charlotte. Looking respectfully, of course.
Looking She's respectfully, of respectfully. Course.
We've so already said Charlotte's ours. She's Mexican now.
Right. Yes. She's one of us now. We claimed her in the draft. She came to our team. So
did Finn Balor. They are both Mexican.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man.
That's right. Welcome. Bienvenidos.
Could have been me.
Welcome, you guys.
Could have been me.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, we try not to, you know, dwell on those sorts of things.
We move on. It's our birthdays. It's our birthdays, and we move on. You know,
that's right. There's other wrestlers. It's fine.
So it is Latino Heritage Month, and you know, did you have any questions or anything, Elle?
Yeah. So obviously, you grew up like we did, Attitude Era. So was it like weird for your family, like, you like wrestling, like, Miha, what are you doing, like, what are you, like,
no.
Or was it like cool?
No, it was super cool. It was super cool because I'm Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. So my family who still live in Puerto Rico, they, like, back in the day when like Ric Flair would be in Puerto Rico and all that stuff, like my uncles used to drive down the mountain in Lajas, in Mayagüez and stuff. Like they lived in those, like my two uncles lived in those places in Puerto Rico, and they would drive down to the mountains every Saturday night to go see Ric Flair. And
that's
like
so cool.
Yelling. Yeah. So like wrestling ran deep in my family. And I'm sure y'all can relate, especially when it's a Hispanic family at that. It's like all the grandmas are coming in with the
chancla. Oh, yeah.
It's like, grandma's, you know, rooting.
Grandmas rooting love for wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Like, everyone just loved wrestling in my family. And I grew That's up with cool. two older brothers. So I was getting pile drivers for days because I was the youngest.
Oh my God.
But wrestling ran so deep in my family, like even back to the island of Puerto Rico, like it just ran that deep. So then my mom and my dad live in New York, and like in the 90s, you know, when wrestling was really huge and MSG, like we couldn't afford to go to MSG, but we always got the pay-per-views. We always ordered them. We'd get the blank VHS tapes from the dollar store because that was our WWE network back in the day. And you get the blank VHS tapes and you pop them in.
The archives.
Yeah. And then like, it was a whole family thing. Like every Sunday you would like cook, mom would cook the food. Mom would make like arroz con gandules and all that stuff. Maybe some. Yeah. She went in. And my brothers and I, we would sit right in front of the TV. And this was when the TV like sat on the floor. It was a big ass TVs. Mm-hmm. God, we're so old.
It's like hella wide too.
Hella wide too. Oh, yeah. Enough room for people to watch and sit right in front of the TV. And that was our Sunday once a month, every single month, you know, every pay-per-view we would sit down and we would watch that. And so, yeah. And it ran really deep in my family because of that. And then once like Savio Vega came through, like that was our boy. My brother and I have this gag where he's our uncle and we'll tell people, and they're like, are you for real? And we're like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Believe us? Yes.
Absolutely.
Very much could be my uncle, I think.
I'm sure somewhere in my bloodline we're related.
Yeah. That's how I tell people because my grandma was born in El Paso. I'm like, I could be related to the Guerreros. You don't know. You don't know, man.
You don't know.
It's very possible.
You don't know. I could be a Colon. Who knows?
You could be.
Who knows?
23 and me.
exactly. Well, that's so cool.
I love that.
I know, it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's my story. That's my story, pretty much. I grew up just like loving it, just the way that everyone else did, you know? And like, I had, again, had two older brothers. So it was very easy to get into it because they were getting all the action figures and the video games and stuff. And I was like, what's that? I want in on that, you know? Yeah. What's that? I want in on that.
Cute.
That's so cool. I had to find it on my own because I'm an only child.
Oh, how did you find it?
A friend called me and was like, hey, turn it to this channel. And I was like, what are we watching? And she was like, oh, wrestling. And it was SmackDown. We're like on summer break. And she was like, why am I going to watch wrestling? Because my dad's a WCW guy. So that never caught my eye, even though, you know, luchadors and all that. That never was my thing. I was like, it was because I was traumatized by Hulk Hogan. Big ass TV when I was like 3 years old. So I would run away from him.
That's
so
valid.
That's valid because a lot of people still do that.
I've been knowing. I was knowing, guys. I think we discussed this before. I knew in my heart of hearts. Nope.
Yeah. Something ain't right.
Something ain't right with that tan man. Don't like it.
You trust your intuition.
Exactly.
I'm a very powerful bitch. But yeah, so I didn't watch WCW and she had me watch SmackDown and I was like, who's that? She's like, that's the Hardy Boys. I was like, who's that girl? And I was, she's like, that's Lita. And I was like, I love her.
Enchanted. She was enchanted.
And then I saw The Rock and it was over. So, yeah.
See, I saw Shawn Michaels and it was a wrap. Like, it was WrestleMania 12 when he ziplined down. And my brother was rooting for, and my brother was rooting for Bret Hart. So I was just like, oh, I'm not going to root with my brother. Like, my brother is my number one enemy. Like, who's this other guy? And he ziplined down. And I was like, oh, that's my guy right there. That's my guy. And then when China came through, and then she was, and then when China came through and she worked with Shawn Michaels, I was like, a woman. And then attached myself. Yeah, she's so strong, she's so cool, like me. I think, I don't know. And she was like a brunette too, so I really related with her. And she was like thicker. Yeah. Oh my god, she was so cool.
She's
so cool.
Yeah, she's super cool.
Yeah. So hook, line, and sink ever since then.
Damn, that's nice.
So it's so funny what catches your eye, like as a kid. You're like, who, like, just, I love that you're like, I don't want to go who you're going against. Who's this other guy? And it's like, oh, well, then of course he has a better entrance. Like,
yeah.
I was sad to find out that Razor Ramon wasn't like actually Latino. Like, I found out much later in my life because I'm like 10 years older than you guys. I watched like that era and I thought, like, oh shit, he's scary. Like, he's a drug lord. And like, he wasn't even Latino. And I was like, I found out later. I felt so betrayed. I was like, so everything, you know, I get it. You know, Jake the Snake, awesome. But I really thought for sure, like, he was, you know.
Are you trying to say that wrestling appropriates cultures? What?
I hate to break it to you. I hate to be that person.
Wait.
Right. Sorry. Spoiler alert.
This is brand new information.
Everything I know is a lie.
I was late to the party. I was a lot older than I should have been. And I was like, he's not Latino?
I found out he wasn't Latino like way into high school. So like, oh no, I think I found out a little too late.
So ridiculous.
It's fine. It's the illusion. But Razor Ramon is Razor Ramon. The character is
right. That's right.
And so the character is okay, not the man.
Absolutely.
Gotta separate things sometimes.
Yeah.
So you're saying, like, switch gears. So like, Savio Vega was the first person you're like, oh shit, like, he's one of us. Like, was that like the whole moment it clicked, like, oh look, there could be more of us? Or like, I love that, like,
oh yeah. I think for me, like, when I saw Savio Vega, like, it was like the Puerto Rican Day Parade in my house whenever he like came. Like, whenever he came came through, like it was like the Puerto Rican Day Parade, and I was like, yo, that's one of me, oh my god,
that's cute.
And like,
representation is so important.
Representation,
people really have no idea.
It is so, so, so important.
Absolutely.
But even like, I think for me growing up, when I was growing up, it was more of like the women, because like you were saying, like they were so objectified, and I was way too young to understand what was going on.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, women are on my TV and I don't see a lot of women. I like these women. I like these women. And then when it was, when I was in middle school and high school, I was just like, oh, wait a minute. Let's take it back. What's going on? Was this what I was watching this whole time? Like, really?
Right.
Cool. And it wasn't until, I would say years later. And that's like also the beauty of it is that representation matters throughout all genders and all age too.
Absolutely.
And like all, like everything in between. And it wasn't until I was like much older and I went to an indie show and I saw Mercedes Martinez.
Ooh.
And I saw Mercedes Martinez and I was like, yo, that's me.
Yep.
That's me.
She
and
bad.
That's the representation.
Ooh,
yeah.
Because
she came out with she had this like, I forgot who it was, what song it was, but it's like this like reggaeton like song that she came out to. And it was before WWE. Yeah. And like she came out to this, and I was like, yo, who the hell is this? And like, I'm a Puerto Rican that grew up in the Bronx. So I grew up in that like heavy Puerto Rican, like Nuro-Rican culture, you know, like big hoop bamboo earrings and stuff like that, like the gold name plates and stuff.
Right.
So there was something about Mercedes Martinez, like when I saw her, I was just like, yo, that's like 100% me. And she's queer too. So it was just like, yo, this is me.
That's awesome.
So, like, not until I was like, years later. And that also goes to show, like, I wasn't seeing it in these like major feds, like I was seeing it in the indie scene too, you know?
Exactly.
And I'm sure there was like there have been other women, other Latino women that they have like soared throughout WWE, but it wasn't until I went to an indie show where I was just like, oh snap, like this is someone that I can relate to. And I was like cheering for her so hard. At the end of the night, I was like, lost my voice because I was screaming for Mercedes Martinez. And it was it was women like that, like that were shining so bright in the indies that I just had no idea that they were, because half of the time they're not even on like the poster, you know?
Exactly.
So it goes to show that like representation matters throughout all of wrestling. And it is a majority of the TV time, like in AEW and WWE, because in AEW and WWE, like I've been tweeting out for weeks now, like, why don't we have another women's segment on AEW? Why don't we have like another women's match on AEW? Like, like yesterday, for instance,
like I want answers. Like, really?
Exactly.
That's why you can't do this.
Like that. There's no other reason why. And the fact that other people are like, oh well, there's like 3 to 4 matches on Dark. Okay, but why not
the
TV?
But it's on dark.
Yes.
And let's be real, not a lot of people are watching Dark. Dark. And if you want to like gain that mainstream traction, the mainstream traction isn't going like, let me Google, blah, 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 YouTube, all that stuff. Like, they don't even know where to start. Half of these people don't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
They don't even know where to begin. So it's like, you need to hold their hand. Don't hold like the majority of like the wrestling fans' hands, because it's like us, like we know where to search, you know, we know where to go for like women's wrestling and all that stuff. But if you want to gain that mainstream traction, you need to hold their hand and be like, let me
Here
show
it is.
You the world. like
right,
it's a whole new world for them, you know? Exactly. It's a whole new world for them. And like, I counted, like yesterday I watched Dynamite. I counted at least 2 or 3 matches and segments that either could have been cut because it's like, why do I need this match?
Right.
Why do I need to watch QT Marshall? I don't want to.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
That was my bathroom break at All Out. So
that is for Dark.
That's for Dark. There's so many matches that are for Dark. Like, what was that other match that happened last night? It was like FTR versus Dante Martin and Matt Sydal. Again, a Dark match. Sorry, that could have been
move
a dark match.
Yep.
Move it to Dark. have like Kiera Hogan has been on for a while. Tisha Steele.
Oh my God. Bring her She's in. Stealing bring the show
Impact.
Too.
Exactly. Bring the Impact women in. Bring in Thunder Rosa. Why is it Thunder Rosa getting more matches? It's insane.
I don't know.
And even former champions too, like Hikaru Shida. Why doesn't she have a whole storyline? Nyla Rose. Why doesn't she have a whole storyline? Like they, like they have matches on Dark. Cool, that's great. I want to see the former women's champions on TV, not just Britt Baker.
Exactly.
Why?
It's frustrating.
We're all booking our flights to Jacksonville, right? I got to talk to these EVPs and be like, the fuck?
What is accountability. Happening? This is called accountability, and I need answers.
You promised you promised me AEW is for everyone. Is it?
Back in the press conference, remember? Is it? Back in the press conference, they did it. They said it. They were like, it's for everyone, blah, blah, blah. We're going to be inclusive. We're not going to be like WWE, blah, blah, blah. And yet they do this thing where they like poke holes. Like they poke holes at WWE and they keep poking the bees, keep poking the bees. And yet they ain't doing anything else that's better than what they're doing. They're not doing anything different. They're just they're just like WCW. And don't get me wrong, like they're doing amazing stuff. Like they're doing really great. The fact that they got Ruby Soho in, the fact that they got like CM Punk, like which is
I know.
Insanity. Insanity. The fact that next week we're gonna get like Brian Danielson versus Kenny Omega. Like that is this wild. Is what
makes me believe manifestation is real. Trying to will this into existence, like comeback punk. I'm gonna light some candles. We're gonna bring you back. He came back. I was like, oh god, it works. Manifestation works.
Yeah, it was all the Twitter prayer circles. We did it. We did it, kids.
I'm very happy that they're like giving people a chance anew with these titles, like Lucha Bros winning the tag titles. Like that was about time.
The tears.
About damn time. And the fact that they could show off their whole culture too, like during that one entrance at All Out.
I was dying. It was so fucking good.
Y'all, I was there. When I tell you it was loud for them, like nobody wanted the Bucks to win. I dead ass think that if the Bucks would have won, we would have rioted. Like, it was so loud for the Lucha Bros.
Awesome. Straight that makes me so happy.
You can't do that to us.
Straight up.
Honestly, from the get-go,
can't do this with like, brown people.
Going in and with AEW's beginning, I was like, well, Lucha Bros, like, maybe for technicality reasons, like, legal reasons, contract reasons, they're not going to win. But, like, they are the superior team. Like, everybody knows that, right? Am I alone here? They're the superior tag team. So, in, like, what is it? Who was it? Who are the first tag team champions? Darian and SU. And I was like, that's laughable. They're not the best. Like, Lucha Bros are the cute. Best.
I love SU.
Why are they doing
that? When you have a tag team division with the Lucha Bros and also freaking Santana and Ortiz, are you kidding me? You don't automatically give it to SCU and then after that to Hangman and Kenny Omega, which is like, wow, you definitely caught the tag team booking bug from WWE because this is not a tag team and there's plenty of other tag teams.
But, you know,
it was disrespectful. It was just straight up disrespectful is what it was. I was mad. I was mad about it. I was like, this is bullshit.
No, we need this match. We need Santana and Ortiz. We need the Lucha Bros. Come on. I will even have it this month. Give me a brown people month. I don't care.
I will fly anywhere to see that match. I will fly anywhere. I want to go see that match. I want to possibly get a front row ticket and I want to bring my Puerto Rican flag, my big ass Puerto Rican flag, and just wave that so obnoxiously. I know my Boricuas that are like watching this and listening know that there's always that one Boricua in the crowd with the one flag. I will never forget every time I used to watch pay-per-views with my mom and dad, like my whole ass family. Like we said, it would be the Puerto Rican Day Parade in my house.
I love
anytime we watch wrestling. And when we would watch like a SummerSlam or a WrestleMania, especially WrestleMania, you'd have that big ass Puerto Rican flag. And my parents would be like that Leonardo DiCaprio meme where there's like pointing at the screen and stuff. Just like, that's our people. That's our people right there.
We're representing.
That's probably your cousins. That's probably your cousins. That's probably your nephews. I don't know. But like, that's our people right over there. Oh, I mean, I look at the flag, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't want to be that obnoxious person. Right. Just once at a wrestling show.
I am here for you guys. I am here.
And especially if Santana and Ortiz are going to be there. Yo, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
All, I need to. Everyone I need it.
Absolutely.
We all win.
We all win. Exactly.
Exactly. It's a no-brainer, but apparently it's really hard for them to figure out over there.
Very hard. Like, it's apparently. Very hard. It's very hard.
They don't even know.
They can't crack the code.
It's a very rocket science code, I guess. I don't know.
So gosh, so hard.
I don't know.
These people like him, right? FTR. What? That's not what I said.
So disappointing.
I lost my train of thought. Well, what time is it? I don't know how long we've been talking. Oh, okay. We're fine. We're cool. Michael, I don't know how much time you have.
I have until Dark Side of the Ring. Yeah.
Right, there you go.
So we're talking about that. I'm just going through my notes. So a little switching gears, but you spoke about Thunder Rosa and your amazing Thunder Rosa look. All of these like makeup done. These are so cool. I love it. Like, are there more?
There will be more. There will be more. I'm planning out next month's October's face painting extravaganza. So I have a couple on my list, but yeah, the Thunder Rosa one is funny because. Yeah, these people to like engage with me, right. Like it, retweet, whatever, you know. So I'm doing my face paint and I'm in this environment where I'm in my room, I'm in front of a camera, mic is on, I'm face painting, I'm looking down, and like it's taking a little bit of while, even though it's half my face, but like I'm painting my face and I'm just like talking as if like I'm doing my makeup and just talking to myself.
Right, right.
And the conversation, for some reason, I was talking about the cable guy. Do y'all remember the cable guy?
Yes, with Jim Carrey?
Yes. I was talking about the cable guy for 10 minutes and how much I loved that movie.
It's a good
movie. And within those 10 minutes, Thunder Rosa popped up in my chat. And everyone was trying to get my attention in the chat, like, Thunder Rosa's here, Thunder Rosa's here, Thunder Rosa's here. And she was like, lol, she didn't even notice me. And I've been here for like 10 minutes. And I'm like distracted because her face paint is very, very detailed. It's very precise. Yeah. So I was trying to get like this one little section. Yeah. The petals. I was trying to get this one little section. And I was like, yeah, so anyway, I love the cable guy. And I like look up and I look at my screen and I saw that she was there. And I was like, Thunder Rosa's here. I was so embarrassed because I was just like going on about Jim Carrey and the cable guy.
That's hilarious.
And she popped up and I was like, oh my freaking God. Like, I cannot believe you're here.
That's so cute.
I did my face paint. I took pictures and I did that promo. I like lip synced, or I guess TikToked that promo where she first showed up in AEW and she was the NWA champion. Yeah. So I did that promo and she like retweeted it and like she posted it on like her Instagram and stuff. And she was like, oh my God, I love this, blah, blah, blah. And like one of my friends DM'd me who knew Thunder Rosa and she was like, Thunder Rosa loves you. Like she freaking loves you. And I was like, please don't say that to me. That was her too. I just can't believe that she even showed up in my chat. Oh my God. That is so wild. So cool. Like, it's so wild. It's so wild. But
that's awesome.
It's really, it must take so long to put on that makeup, like especially like when you're not in a major company, you're just doing it by yourself, like these indie companies don't have face paints or whatever like face paint makeup stations, you know, so it's like it must take so long to do it. And like I don't know, I could understand if like you do your face paint and you're just like, I just hope that somebody appreciates it because it's going to wash off when I get in the ring and I get all sweaty. It's going to rub on my opponent and stuff. But like, oh man, I appreciated so much that she just even had the time to just pop up in my channel. Like, it's like, damn, you are so cool. Get the title now. You should be AEW World Champion. Just all the titles. TNT, all of them. Tag team, all by yourself.
Oh, just give it all.
Which title do you want Thunder Rosa to win?
Yes, all of them.
I want them all. Yes.
All of them.
Take them.
But yeah, no, there's definitely gonna be much more. Like, I don't know who yet, but we got like 2 weeks till October. So yeah.
Almost here.
Yeah, I know. I've loved like cosplaying. I've loved cosplaying. Yeah. Like, I don't do a great job, like all these like warbler big old thing. Like, I do such a DIY way of cosplaying, but it all started when I did that like Becky Lynch bloody costume. I did like a Halloween. I dressed up as Becky Lynch when she got her nose broken. And everyone was like, whoa, this is really cool. And I'm like, I didn't really try that hard with that. So maybe I should do this. And so I decided like for the month of October, I'm just going to jump on live. And like a lot of people want to like look for, you know, tutorials on makeup.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, I don't see a lot of people like how to do Thunder Rosa. So you're just going to sit with me while I'll turn on my camera. We're going to talk about the cable guy. Yes. We're just going to have some fun and paint my face.
Good. Sounds like a good night.
Good time.
It was a great night.
Honestly, what happened to me, I would have done the same thing, but like, what? Who's here? Oblivious. I would.
I didn't know. I was like, completely oblivious.
I was just hoping it wasn't like a burner account or something. Right. Like, it was a fake account. Right. I was like, Are you for real?
That's so cute.
Thunder Rosa 1 2 3 4 5 6 7. No.
It's Thunder Rose. It's just Thunder Rose. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10.
Exactly. Underscore. So let's talk about Trisha Joshi. You talked a little about your Twitch. How did that come about? Because that's a pretty big thing. You've been doing that for a while, right?
We've been doing it for a year. We've just been doing it for a year. Yeah. So it came about because during the pandemic, all of my friends, so it was like me and Kayla and a couple of our other friends, we would like get on Skype or Zoom and we would watch wrestling together. And there was one night where we watched, I think it was like Kira Hokuto versus Manami Toyota. It was like that famous match between them. Mm-hmm. I watched that match and that was the first time in so long where I was like standing in my bed, just like screaming, like, what the hell is a crazy freaking match? And I've always heard about Joshi wrestling because of Bull Nakano and Aja Kong. And so I was like, I really want to get into this because this is an avenue in wrestling that I just don't know anything about.
Culturally, it's completely different than like what we know as wrestling.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like the whole style of it and even the pageantry.
Oh my God.
Of it, the
Thank
presentation.
You for saying that,
like,
the pageantry is like my favorite part.
Best
part.
It is the best part. Like
the
no
gear.
One has it down just like
the
like Joshi.
Gear
like,
alone.
Dude, oh my God. The gear. The gear. The gear is so good. And it's not just like the gear inside the ring, but like outside of the ring too, like in the entrance gear. It is so good. It is so damn good. And with that match, like even the entrance, Hikaru was wearing, Manami Toyota was wearing like this white thing and Akira was wearing this black, like this huge black thing. I think maybe the colors were reversed, but they had these huge like things and
headdress,
it was just
like makeup.
It was just,
and
oh yeah, yeah,
masks,
yeah. The makeup and all that stuff. It was insane. So I remember I went back to Kayla. I was like, dude, we got to get into Joshi wrestling. Like, this stuff is insane. Yeah, and we weren't watching that much like pandemic wrestling either. Cause at that, you know, I just wasn't feeling it. Just wasn't feeling it. So she was starting her Twitch journey and she was like, hey, how about we do this like every Sunday? And we started off as Joshi Sundays first. And then we thought like, hey, why don't we do like, it's a cult. We're a religion. Church mm-hmm. of Joshi, because mm-hmm. we're on every Sunday and it's 12 mm-hmm. o'clock. Like, what do you do on Sundays at, like, in the morning? Some people go to church. We don't, because we don't. So I mean, because we don't.
Heathen life.
So we decided to make our own religion, and it was Church of Joshi, and we've been doing it ever since. And yeah. we don't claim to be experts, but we just want to learn.
Yeah,
and that's,
and honestly, I'm so thankful that you guys started that, to be honest, because I feel like it does get slept on a lot. Like, I love Bull Nakano. I love Joshi wrestling, and like, we watched a lot of Stardom and mm-hmm. you know, things like that before, and it's just like the hard work that these women put in, it just doesn't get appreciated enough. Like, they work so, not to say that American wrestlers don't work hard. They do. They work, they hustle. But like, these women take like beatings. Like, they are warriors. It's, and like, huh. I mean, that's so good.
I agree. And that's the thing, is that like, everything that we have been pitching in the Western culture for women's wrestling, of like having hardcore matches, having mm-hmm. steel cage matches, mm-hmm. having great storylines, having like a title that's so important and significant within a company. They yeah. have been doing it way it's before been, like yep. the Sasha and Bayley match at TakeOver. Yep. Like, they were doing it way before.
It is, yeah. And it predates all that stuff.
It poured like beyond, like, even back, like, it goes to the 80s, dude. It goes to like yeah. 1986 oh. or whatever when it started, yeah. around that time. And like, it's just, it was just, to discover all that was just insane. That like, mm-hmm. everything that we've been pitching, they're like, yeah, been there, done that, whatever. Like, that's kids yeah. play, what y'all are pitching right now.
Oh, how cute. You guys are so cute.
Yeah, like, oh, it must be nice, whatever. You know, like, yeah.
Oscar right now is like, this is the easiest job I've ever had.
Yeah, exactly. And our mind, like, both of our minds were just so blown, because it's just like, this is insane that yeah. women's wrestling has been this strong and swept under the rug like this. And like, and that's also another thing within this community too, is that a lot of people almost look down on you if you don't know every single little detail about yeah. wrestling and all this and other stuff about wrestling. And like, why are we doing that? Why yeah. are we doing that? Why are we ever like, there's talking no down point. To someone or looking down at someone because they don't know who like your favorite wrestler is? Like, yeah. that's bogus. So that's why we try to make it inclusive, in the sense of like, hey, we are not experts, but we yeah. want to learn together. If you
watch
know
with us, like,
us, yeah, exactly. Watch with us, teach us, like, learn with us, you know, and like, just as long as you don't talk down to us, like, please, like, we are all for yeah. the ride. And that's something that I think a lot of some fans don't realize, like, the best part about taking one of your friends to their first wrestling show is that it is their first wrestling show.
Right.
It is the mm-hmm. equivalent of showing someone your favorite movie, your favorite, like, your favorite TV show, and just watching them more than you're actually watching the product, you know? Yeah. And the fact yeah. that they're like asking you, like, oh, is this a bad guy? Are we supposed to cheer for this person? Right. Who's that person? This and that, blah, right. blah, blah. And they're engaging, and they're like starting chants and claps and all that stuff. Like, oh, that guy, that person's cool. Like, that woman's really dope. Like,
yeah,
she's my favorite wrestler right now. Wait, she's or my stop, favorite wrestler. Stop, wait, who's that?
And then they're not cool. They're not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're not cool. Don't cheer for them. And then, and then again, like, going back to the representation, when someone sees themselves finally in wrestling, in this product that they don't ever see themselves in, and they get attached, and they're like, yo, that person is really cool. Like, that person is me. And they just instantly, exactly. you know, like, when we watched for the first time, we watched this wrestler named, her name is Lulu Pencil, and she is just amazing. We will always put her over because she is like kind of a version of Orange Cassidy, except that she never wins matches, and like, but she tries her best. Like, she's
right, right, the exactly. level
of Orange Cassidy, but she like actually really does try, and like,
yeah,
she's a freaking noodle, but she's just so precious. And yeah, even like for Kayla to like see her in herself of like, see, that's the kind of wrestler I would right. be. I would not be like heavy lifting exactly. or trying like to suplex, but like, I'm gonna try my best during a wrestling
right.
match, you know? Like, I just love that kind of representation yeah. in all forms. And so, yeah, I mean, like, and even again, like with Joshi Wrestling, we saw ourselves. Like, I saw like these badass women that just didn't care, that always had that like, I hate the term like resting bitch face, but they had that like kind of face of like, don't F with me, don't, you know? Me. Yeah, like don't F with me. And me growing up like that, like I always grew up of like, don't F with me. And I'm like, oh my God, that's me. I see these women as me. And I like to dress up too. Sometimes I like a little glitter, but if yeah. I have to get rough and make you bleed, I will make you bleed. Like right. That's me.
And that's why we like wrestling.
And that's right, why we exactly. like
wrestling. And Joshi wrestling is amazing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've it's so wild. We started like a year ago and we never realized like how much love they haven't been given. And everyone, like even in Chicago when we were there for All Out, people came up to us, they're like, oh my God, it's so amazing to see like people finally like cover this kind of wrestling. And
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I'm sorry, you boys aren't doing this. Oh, I have to handle this. Okay,
you got
here
it.
We go, let me do your work for you.
Surprise. Surprise. Serious.
But no, I mean, like I think the only real like form that was really covering Joshi wrestling was Deadlock. Deadlock was covering a lot of Joshi wrestling, and they have a lot of videos about Joshi wrestling too. And yeah. even then, like I was watching their videos, learning from that too. You know,
the most exposure I was getting was like from Tumblr, like back in the day.
Oh, but back Tumblr, in the day.
And I found like I think it was Sasha. It seemed like her Tumblr. I wasn't sure.
She
wasn't
did have a Tumblr. Sure.
She did have one, and it's like one. This is early, and she posted a lot of Joshi stuff. Yeah, she did, and she posted a lot of Joshi stuff. And then my friend in Georgia is just a huge Joshi wrestler fan, wrestling fan, and he would always post content, and like I would just eat it up. I thought it was just the coolest thing. It was so good.
Yeah, even just
why don't
like,
we have that here?
I know, like even just seeing like Bull Nakano of how like a massive she was in like Japan. It's just like,
and all the
why didn't she translate? Yeah, it was like exactly. Why didn't she like that translate to WWE? And
she's like, she know, was like Stone Cold before Stone Cold.
Dude,
you know,
seriously,
like, seriously, so good. So
and
good.
Even like all of our favorite women's wrestlers like they're huge fans of Joshi like wrestling. Like Sasha Banks went back to like when she took her break, like she went to Japan and she trained with Miko Satomura, and I'm sure that was like a dream for her to do that, you know. Like she even, I know that she had like a phone case of Bull Nakano and stuff. I didn't know she had a Tumblr though. That's really funny.
she had Tumblr. I was watching that.
That makes sense. She did have that gear once that was real like Galaxy, and I was like, that looks Tumblr.
Oh my gosh.
Tumblr days. The Tumblr days.
Hella Tumblr.
The Tumblr aesthetic of it all. God.
Yikes.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good resource though, because I followed like a women's wrestling Tumblr and it would just post all of the women's matches that had happened throughout the country, even some of the like Stardom and stuff like that. And it would give you the results and like links to all of the profiles of all the wrestlers. It was really resourceful. Like, you know, Tumblr gave me a lot of women's wrestling content back in the day. It was great. RIP. It's gone.
Let's bring Tumblr back just for that.
The wrestling Tumblr. Yeah. Only women's wrestling.
Only women's wrestling Tumblr. Only. And no one else.
No one. No boy. Sorry. Sorry, y'all.
Sorry.
There's enough space for you. You have enough space. It's fine. No, whenever really she shows me Joshi stuff, I'm like, why am I not watching more of this? This is everything
exactly.
I need.
Exactly.
So we were doing, like, we have a zine, and we did, like, Zine Fest, and she just put Joshi on, and I'm like, what is this? Like, we just had it playing on our table, and I'm like, whoa. Like, it just blows my mind.
Stuff, man.
Why am I not watching this? That's how I feel every time. There's so much wrestling.
There's some good Joshi. Like, especially, there's some good Joshi just on YouTube. Just on YouTube alone.
Free.
Like, even the old
Free
Joshi.
99.
Like, the Manami Toda and Akira Hokuto match is on there. And then another good match, which is an insane match. It's probably my favorite Joshi match. It's Bull Nakano versus Aja Kong in a steel cage match. And they're ripping each other apart.
Yeah.
Like, they are bleeding. And even, like, I think they were in factions, and I forget the factions' names, but even like the women that were in those factions were outside of the steel cage ripping each other apart. So not only was there a fight in the ring inside a steel cage, there was a fight outside of the steel cage.
Yeah.
And some of those women were trying to climb up to the cage. Like there's even like an appearance. There's a cameo from Medusa. And Medusa is like climbing up the cage. And she's like the only tall, skinny blonde woman. That it's Medusa. But she's like climbing up, and my mind was blown. And this is all before any of their stunts in WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane.
It just kind of comes down to like a trust thing, I think. Like, I feel like there's just so much control in the big companies. They want to control how they wrestle. They want to control. Remember, like, Triple H, or like Sasha saying, like, wrestle like a girl, or, you know, the women in NXT.
Yeah.
And we want you to wrestle like women. And then Triple H coming like, no, let's do something else. You know, let's not do that.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how it is in the States, where like, we want you to wrestle safely so we can keep you going. That is not the case over there. They're like, yeah, throw your body off the cage. That's fine. As long as it looks cool, you're doing what you love, like, do it.
I think, like, yeah, I think it might just be like a cultural thing. Cause even like Crush Gals, for example, they are a very well-known tag team in Joshi. And back in the day in the 80s, I mean, like, they were going through crazy matches. Yeah. Like, they've had hair versus hair matches, and they've had to shave their head. They've had bloody matches. And, but at the end of the day, like, they were huge pop stars. Yeah. Like, they were huge pop stars. Yeah. Like freaking like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, like prime level of like pop stars, where these little girls like would go to these wrestling matches just to watch Crush Gals, and you can hear them like squealing so loud whenever they got hurt.
Yeah.
And like, but that was the thing in that culture, where they were able to wrestle and be badasses,
right?
But then they would go to like top of the charts, and they would have like these funky like dance moves and these funky like really cool outfits and stuff. And I think that in the Western culture, it's so like, you have to be prim and proper, you know? You can't have a black eye, you can't have a broken tooth or whatever, but you need to still fight, you need to still wrestle, like, but also protect yourself.
They do retire young. They do retire
young. And they do retire young. Retire young. Yeah.
It's a give and take.
But when they give, what they give though is so appreciated. Like, I'm forever grateful for everything that those Joshi wrestlers give, because they're so good. Yeah. And I appreciate all their hard work, because I know they work so hard. And not to say our wrestlers don't, like, American wrestlers work so hard too. But again, like, the retirement age for a Joshi wrestler is very young. And, you know, like, yeah, their service is definitely appreciated. Thank you for giving me those amazing, like, super kicks.
Thank you for breaking your necks.
Thank you. Seriously.
That's why it's church, you know. Thank you for your sacrifice. They sacrificed their body.
We can circle this back to Lucha, though, because... and Latino Heritage Month, because let's be honest, like, a lot of those wrestlers from Japan will go to Mexico to train too, like, for Lucha style, like, high flying stuff is very Lucha. And so people are going to go train over there. Like, Canadian, American, everybody goes to Mexico to train in Lucha and like to get those sort of aerials down, you know, like, well, not everybody, but a lot of people do. So you could kind of tie that back, because a lot of those wrestlers will go to Mexico to train.
Yeah, they'll go to Mexico, or even like, or even they'll go to Japan and like, no, you're right. But like, they'll even go to Japan and like, we'll wrestle them and like them, because it's within similar styles, you know, like the high flying is very similar. Like the Joshi high flying is very similar to like the Lucha high flying, but even like the strong style of like Japanese wrestling is very similar to like the grit of like Lucha. Lucha Libre, you know, where it was just like tough badasses, and also like keeping up with the kayfabe, like, again, like El Santo, like, never took off his mask ever, even was buried, wasn't he like buried in his mask even and it's just like the dedication to that, like, that is the dedication was there in Western culture, but I feel like it's just like such a different level in
like Japan, a religion,
and Mexico. Yeah, in Japan and Mexico, it is a religion. Like, Okada is just a prime star. He was a featured in the Olympics. Like,
Shinsuke was like a god.
Oh my god. Shinsuke was a god. Like, even down to like Blue Demon. Like, Blue Demon is mm-hmm. huge in Mexico. Like, mm-hmm. these are like the attractions, you know, yeah. or like if you go to Japan,
the immortals,
show, yeah, like you have to go to like a AAA show, you know, or you have to go like to a sumo wrestling or like a Tokyo Dome. Like, it is like it is like within our, it's within their own like cultures of just being like mainstream. Like, it is mainstream.
Yeah,
it's like in the Western culture with wrestling, like it's just like, yeah, it's there, but like these are just too heavy, like it is prime within the culture.
It's like religion, and maybe it's more of like a product here. It's viewed as a product, and there it's like religion.
Yeah,
exactly. There's a whole genre of films in each of those countries with luchadors.
Definitely.
Okay, I'm gonna be real.
Definitely.
That's true.
I haven't even shown you this, Amelia, but we're gonna watch this.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
Oh, I have that too. Oh my god, wait! I have that too! Oh my god!
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, somewhere in my room! Oh my god! Oh my god, I have that movie too! Oh my god!
So, if you're listening, this is a Blu-ray film featuring the handsomest wrestler, one Kota Ibushi. Oh, there's
our
your puppy!
Golden boy! It's our golden boy!
I forget what they're called.
Man.
It's the theme of these movies, but this is from a friend of mine.
Kaiju but, Big Battles.
Yes. And this also has Suzuki back here dropping some drop kicks on monsters. This is a whole genre of movies.
Do y'all know about Kaiju Big Battles?
Yes,
I just learned about this.
You just learned about it? Okay, I was watching it on my Twitch channel.
Silver Potato.
Yeah. Oh my god. I was watching like Kaiju Big Battles. I'm like, what is this? I've never seen this before. And again, like another avenue of wrestling that's just so small, but such a cult following, you know?
Uh-huh.
And like basically Kaiju Big Battles are like those like Power Ranger monster fight scenes, mm-hmm. Godzillas, and it's just like these
Splatinos.
Yeah.
I remember. I watched. I had some DVDs.
But it's like Kota Ibushi wrestling these kaiju monsters, and he's even done like kaiju big battles as well. He did a show in Brooklyn a year, I think.
Oh my god!
But like those that it's I
is this like 2000?
I popped so hard. I popped so hard when you pulled that out. Oh my god!
That's funny.
I popped so hard because I have that and I haven't watched it yet, and I'm like,
I haven't watched it either.
I haven't watched it. Yeah,
I haven't watched it either. He gave a friend of my podcast. I work with him. He's like, "Hey, look what I got." He's like, "I found out about this." He pulls it out, and I was like, "Oh shit!"
Oh my god!
And he was like, "So this isn't mine. It's just in my presence. It's been here for a few months because he's like, I'll get it when I get it." But
he let you borrow it, and you're get to it,
He has a movie podcast, so this is a thing we're going to talk about at some point.
Oh, cool. Sweet.
That's nice.
Amelia, we're going to watch this together. We're going to get it.
Okay.
Yes. Shout out Allentown.
I'm ready.
But yeah, so he was like, there's this thing. And I was like, wait, what? What is this? Tell me more about these. Tell me they're fighting monsters. Yes, I'm into it. I'm here. But that's the thing is they have a whole genre of films. And same thing in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And they're really fun.
Yeah, it's just a fun way to have your luchadors fighting your wrestlers, your Joshi wrestlers, everybody's in there. And America, it's like, okay, John Cena did a movie. Like, The Miz is making
them. Oh my god, yeah. Like, they'll get into it and they're just like, all right, whatever, this wrestler's in this movie, like, whatever. And like, recently, I watched Suicide Squad with John Cena. Like, John Cena was really good in Suicide Squad.
He was super good. I enjoyed it so much.
And like, also, wrestling is acting. Wrestling is theater. Yes. Like, they have these backgrounds. And it's improv, too. Like, they have the skill set to do this stuff. I mean, like, El Santo did how many films? He was one of the biggest movie stars in Mexico. Like, he's done so many films where El Santo and the Monsters, El Santo like goes to whatever and this and that, and like gets into all these like crazy mischief stuff. Yeah. And he even has one movie with like the Blue Demon as well.
Yeah.
It again, you could find some of these movies on and they're like these niche, like they're almost like these Vincent Price style movies too. And it's just
as corniness. They should be.
It's such a cult corniness that I love about it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it was, again, religion. Like, can you imagine how many people were like, this is what we're doing Saturday night. We're going to the movies and we're watching El Santo movies, you know? Like, this was a huge thing. Yeah. And it's, again, back to the representation, like, the representation within Mexico of just having these, like, lucha libres just being these bigger-than-life characters outside of their own world, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot of beautiful stuff. A lot.
Just so much.
So good.
It's fantastic.
Oh.
I just watched Nacho last night, so.
Oh my god, I need to watch that.
All the quotes are refreshed in my brain.
Oh my god. I haven't watched Nacho Libre in so long, and I love Jack Black. Jack Black is my favorite.
Fantastic. It's great.
Get that corn out of my face.
Exactly. So based good. On a real life story.
Yeah, kind
based
of.
Based on a real life story, kind of. Loosely based.
Very loosely based.
Liberties. Inspired. There we go.
Inspired by it. There we go.
Inspired, yes. Based on inspired loosely.
Sort of, kind
of. You know, you get the idea.
We probably should wrap this up because people are going to be really annoyed with us, but I can
Who
cares?
If they get annoyed, they can stop listening.
Please don't.
Please subscribe.
Don't stop listening. Subscribe and listen to them all day, every day. Follow them on all the socials too.
Kenny Omega, 5 stars, 6 stars, all of it, 6 stars, all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, this was so fun. We'll have you on. We should have you and Kayla on one day.
Oh my god, I would love it.
Oh my god,
I would love it. First of all, I know she would say yes.
Okay. You know,
I'm not her manager, but I'm pretty sure she would say yes.
But you're not her manager.
Right.
We're each other's managers.
I mean, you were in the group chat for a little bit for Vegas, so you saw me being like, yeah, Amelia said it's cool. Like, I just
No. It's the same thing. Like, we'll do like different like podcasts. Like, we did Quizlemania yesterday, and I texted her and I was like, we're still doing that this week? Is that happening? Because usually I'm free, but she needs to figure out like if, because she has like a shoot job and stuff, so like she needs to like figure out her schedule, and I'm just like, are you free? Are you down?
Are we doing this?
All right, let me go text this guy. I'm gonna pencil us in. This is pencil us in. If you get free, you this week, you'll be fine. Show up 15 minutes before. Okay.
Like, I have to put calendar reminders because I will forget. I have an hour.
I will literally Google note and be like, you put this in here? She's like, yeah. And I was like,
I have okay. to.
Can I tell y'all a quick story?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a quick story. So when I did the Royal Rumble bump thing, I appeared on when they like announced me to be on the watch along. The night before, I was like editing something. I don't remember what it was. I was like working on something. And I was like, oh, I'm tired. I went to bed like at like 2 a.m. I had to wake up at like 8 a.m. for that appearance.
Oh my God.
I had to be on at like 9. I woke up at 8:30.
Oh my God.
I woke up at 8:30 and I was like, oh crap. So I got ready and all that stuff. I got ready.
Oh geez.
I sit down. Set it up, and they're setting it up, and they're like, okay, you know, we're gonna patch you in, you're gonna see some of the like the host and whatever, and you're gonna see the host and you're gonna see the set, but they can't hear you yet, they can't see you yet, but we're just gonna patch you in when you're ready. And they're like going over like what they were gonna do, blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, it's cool, so you're gonna interrupt this segment with Charlotte Flair is gonna be on, cool, great, you're ready, go. I was like, what? I was sleeping.
I just woke up.
I had to sit here. Just woke up. I had to sit here in silence. I'm looking at her and she's like getting ready with the Mountain Dews. She was like promoting that. She's getting ready with the Mountain Dews. And I'm like sweating, like gay sweat, gay breathing. Like, like I'm just like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. Oh my God. Is she going to talk to me? Is she going to see me? Oh my God. What exactly? What's going on with the segment? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I forgot.
So then we did the segment and then they patched me in and it was like a Royal Rumble, like I interrupted, 3, 2, 1 and Royal Rumble bell. I come in and they're like, oh, the queen, Charlotte, queen of the ring, Alex Pagan. And I was like, hey, Charlotte, it's really cool. You have your Mountain Dews. Like, I'm sure you're enjoying your time. I hope you're having a great day. And I could not prepare myself
mentally at all. Oh my God.
And like, I was like,
were you blacked out? Like, did you black out just on autopilot?
I kind of blacked out a little.
Okay, because that happens.
Just a tiny bit. But I was just like, oh my god, like what the hell? And like, I just could not. I was just like flustered. But I was trying to keep it together. And I told my friends, and they're like, "You're fine." And I was just like, "I have no idea." My thigh. Trying to control myself, keeping my cool. And the only thing I could say to her was like, hey, so glad you're enjoying your Mountain Dew, like some boba or whatever. Like, I just could not believe that I could do that.
Wow.
So when it comes to, you know.
Reminders
and stuff. Preaching to the choir. All right.
Got it.
It's not like I didn't care about her or anything. It was just like, you know.
Time gets away from you. There was a lot going on that day. We saw Charlotte up close at Renee's podcast in Vegas and beautiful, stunning. So I understand the plus.
Divine.
Just looking great. Yeah.
Her smile, I can understand. She's smiling at me and she said, hey, Alex. And I was just like, you know, like
I'm not here anymore. My soul left the body. Sorry.
You're a beautiful woman. That's what I said.
Yeah. Yep. We would have all reacted the same way, I think.
Yeah. So if I can show any representation, it's that I also don't have my shit together. And if I can represent anyone that any Latino during this month that doesn't have their shit together, I represent you.
Listen. That's right. We are the late people sometimes.
Oh man!
Sometimes we all.
So seen right now. This is all I'm gonna say. I feel seen.
This is the safe space.
My life mission is complete.
Don't we? We all have the aunt. We have to tell. It starts at 3 when it really starts at 12 because she's gonna get
right.
There. No, you gotta just make that. You, I'm not the one. I'm the one on time. But we all have that in our families.
Yes.
Or multiple people.
I'm the Titi that shows up early but forgets the gift, and I'm like,
well, I'm here.
Yeah, you won't get that gift tomorrow, Papa. Like, I'm sorry. Happy birthday,
sorry,
though.
I forgot it.
Hey,
and by tomorrow, right? And by tomorrow, I mean Christmas. Exactly.
Exactly.
I got you 2 gifts.
And I got you 2 gifts. It's a one. It's a 2 gifts in 1.
Remember your birthday? Yeah, I got that one too.
It was a rough time. We didn't make a lot of money.
Oh my God.
We broke out here, so.
Hey man, times are tough, okay?
It's a rough time.
I haven't got my city yet. Like, you're going to have to wait.
That stimmy hits, you get your birthday gift, me all.
That stimmy hits, you get your birthday gift, okay?
This is out of control and I love it. There's no other way I'd want to spend my birthday.
The way it should be. An unhinged episode.
This is us all.
I mean, it wouldn't be Hispanic Heritage Month if it wasn't unhinged, right? Because, like, let's be real.
Exactly. Exactly. Real. I'm just here to party. I just came for the party.
Exactly.
I'm here for a good time.
That's right.
I'm not here for a long time, but I'm here for a good time.
That's right. Exactly.
I got my Eddie on. I'm feeling very,
I know.
Yeah.
It's a bootleg.
Hey, we love a good bootleg. We love
a good bootleg. Mm-hmm. We ain't snitching.
We broke. Exactly. Exactly.
My mom and grandma got this for me at the Fulton Mall. If you're from Fresno, you know what that is.
Hey. Aw, that's so sweet.
Some guy was selling them.
In the parking lot?
Probably, yeah.
The Fulton Mall was a giant parking lot. It was basically parking lot.
Yeah. There's just a lot of little stores, little like Mexican stores, little
parking lot vendors in a large space. It was sick. I miss it.
I know, rip. Never forget.
Never forget. Well, Alex, thank you so much for being on the show. This has been so cool. I'm so glad.
This is a long time. Seriously, thank you so much for having me on. Like, I've like seen y'all like on my timeline and stuff. No, let me gush. No, seriously, I've seen y'all. Let me do it. Happy birthday. Okay. Let me do it. No, seriously, I've seen y'all on my timeline for a really long time. And like every time I see y'all, I'm just so happy to see like other women in this space, but other like Latino women in this space as well. And like, I will always like pull out for my women. Like, I will always make an appearance. I will always do things, you know, any podcast, any review things. If it's another like woman creating content in this space, like, you know, because that's what it's all about. Just like lifting each other up and just like bringing each other into this space instead of tearing each other down. Like, it's already hard enough to do this in a male dominated space. Why do we need to make it harder for everyone else, you know, for each other?
Yeah.
So like, seriously, I am so honored to be on the podcast and to finally like connect with y'all, even though I wasn't in Vegas. I'm so sorry.
There'll be more times.
There will definitely be another time and we will have brunch together.
Oh,
and
peace,
man, all that stuff.
I hope there's
more so karaoke.
No, oh yeah, there will be.
Yes.
There will be.
Only if Nick Gage is there. That's the only way to do it.
That's the only way I'm doing it, though. Sorry. Can't do karaoke the same ever again.
No, but thank you all so much for
having me. Yeah, absolutely. It's been such a pleasure. We're so honored to have you.
Yeah, I have a list of like guests and you were on it.
Honestly, I always talk about over Kayla. I mean, over Sarah Michelle. Like,
yeah.
We just love seeing other women in wrestling, and so yeah, thank you so much. It just means a whole lot.
Oh no, thank you. Y'all gonna make me cry. Y'all gonna make me cry. No, thank you so much. I like I had so much fun. This was so I know. Much fun.
I'm glad
to do it for like Hispanic Heritage Month too. Like, yeah,
I had a list of people. I was like, ooh, it's Latin. Okay, let's do it. And I was like, who's the first person I thought of? I was like, Queen of the Ring. Let's do it.
Duh.
That's so nice.
It's got a rep for our ladies. I love it.
Okay, so you're taking off. You're going to be doing Dark Side of the Ring tonight. Like, tell us what you're, tell us what's on the docket for you.
Where?
There's a lot, so brace yourselves. Okay, so you can check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/queenoftheringwrestling. Subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. I do Dark Side of the Ring watch alongs. I do other wrestling commentaries. If I'm ever live at an event, I will vlog there. So all of my All Out vlogs should be up by then. And then also you can check me out on twitch.tv/queenoftheRing. We've been doing watch alongs there with Total Divas. Never watched the show before, so I'm jumping onto that. And we watch a whole bunch of other wrestling. Oh yeah, it's a journey. Let me say
I've watched it's a journey. All of the Total Divas, because that's my vibe as a reality show. Not so much this one's, but it's mine, and I understand.
Nikki Bella still hasn't gotten the ring yet, and I'm on season one. Ooh. And I'm tearing my eyes apart. So like, that's it's a great time. It's a great time.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, Nikki. Good time.
So you can definitely
it's a wild ride.
Yeah. If you want to hop on the wild ride with me, subscribe and follow me on twitch.tv/queenoftheRing. Follow me, Queen of the Ring on Twitter. Also, if you want to learn more about Joshi Wrestling, join the congregation, Church of Joshi everywhere, on Instagram, on Twitter. We stream every Sunday, 12 p.m. Eastern time on twitch.tv/KaylaVision. Is that it? I think that's it. I'm not too sure, but if it's
y'all have merch, right? You got merch.
Oh, yes.
We have a red bubble. Yes. Jeez,
it's okay.
I gotta get it down like a monologue. Yes, we have a red bubble. Church of Joshi, red bubble. You can search for us there. You can get all the cool stuff. It's just our logo for now.
Some new news coming.
Stay tuned. Is that it? I think that's it. More, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that I'm working on that I can't really say right now, but I'm so excited about. So,
hey,
follow me.
Follow this woman.
Do it.
Follow her.
Do it or else.
Or else you can enjoy the rest of your life.
Or just have fun. Yeah. Have a good life.
Whatever. Yeah. You don't need to. No. Fine.
Not forcing you. It'd be cool.
I'm not forcing you, but if you did it, it'd be like really sick. It'd be like real sick, dude. It'd be really sick
if you did it. Really cool if you did. Really cool if you did.
Amelia, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on the internet on Twitter at Daft Pansy. You can find me on Instagram. It's private, but I would likely allow you to look at my Instagram.
Graciously.
and that's just about it. That's about it. What about you, Al?
Oh, me? You can find me on Instagram at Al__Al. Yeah. And Twitter, kayfabe Al. Probably change that soon. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all of the things at Kayfabe Queens. I'm going to remember because I have it in front of me. We have stickers.
Yes.
If y'all want stickers, hopefully we'll have more merch soon. But all of that, like, subscribe, share, 5 stars, all of the things. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for listening.
We'll be back next time. Woo! Thanks again, Alex. You're so good.
Thank you.